stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
All right, welcome to Hour 3, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560 on this Friday edition. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Andrew Bledge joining us now, a big tech analyst, software engineer, and a market observer. Andrew, talk to us about, first of all, how are you doing tonight? Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, TGIF.
Yes.
A long week, but
yes. Yeah, it was a long week. Let's kind of recap, talk about what happened on, you know, Wall Street this week versus last. And there's still a lot of things that are going on in that realm, correct?
Yeah, there are a lot of questions to answer, especially for retail investors like us out there. So last week we had what's known as a short squeeze, where a group of traders, retail traders from Reddit, saw a bit of greed by some hedge funds who had shorted a stock, and they decided to invest, kind of pool collectively, invest their money in it, and drive the price way up, which was costing, you know, the hedge funds billions of dollars at that point. But something somewhat unprecedented happened, where a lot of retail investors have gotten on to into the stock market by using apps like Robinhood.
Right.
And on Thursday, Robinhood took, I mean, to me, it was unprecedented. I couldn't even imagine the step. They took the step of restricting their users from being able to further buy stocks like GameStop and AMC. And the big problem there is that, you know, it takes away the upward pressure in the price, which mm-hmm. means that the strategy that these retail investors were pursuing was no longer effective, leaving a lot of retail investors holding the bag of this stock like GameStop. So over the last week, it's been a bit of a slow decline in the price, and unfortunately, a lot of retail investors have lost a significant amount of money. And there's big questions about big tech regulations, and what rights does a platform have to shut out their users from participating in our free market?
Well, they were protecting the big boys, right? That's what they were doing.
Well, it depends on who you listen to.
Well, I mean, it just seemed, at least it turned out that way, is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, and there are those out there, Andrew, I want to get your opinion on this too. There are those out there that claim part of why they also, you know, shut down the app. And again, I say claim because I don't know exactly, and maybe I don't know if time will ever tell, but some claim that they also shut down the app because there's so much money going back and forth on both sides that the investors of said Robinhood app basically said, listen, we've got too much exposure. We've got to make sure we cover both of these sides. You know, we cannot continue to do this, so shut things down, you know, for X amount of time. That's the other thing being said, right?
Yeah, and there's a couple of perspectives on this. So if you ask Robinhood, they're going to say, look, the amount of collateral it took for us to clear these trades
right.
with our intermediaries, it became so much that we could not, you know, stay solvent, essentially is what they're saying,
right.
by processing these trades, right? So that's one viable story from Robinhood. The big problem I have, and the perception of the action, was first, it wasn't communicated clearly what was happening on Thursday. So if you take a step back as a retail investor and say, look, you know, my success in this market strategy is predicated on, you know, people continuing to buy this stock, and all of a sudden you take away that mechanism,
right.
then it really raises questions about, who's the free market for? Is it for everybody or just for a select few? And then the complicating factor in this is, you know, Robinhood pioneered this strategy of commission-free trading.
Right.
So if we go on there, we put money in our account, it doesn't cost us anything to trade. But there's an asterisk next to this free trading where they actually sell your trading data to hedge funds and other Wall Street firms. And it's to the tune of, you know, roughly $1 billion a year they make from selling that trading data to the very hedge funds that are being squeezed by these retail investors and their strategy. So there's this confluence of mm-hmm. Opinions and feelings about it, but it really left, you know, sour grapes in a lot of retail investors, myself included.
You know, Andrew, it was really weird for a lot of us to watch these funds crashing, booming, crashing, booming. Whatever happened to a stock reflecting the actual value of the product.
That went away a long time ago, Andy.
I know. People have always played with it and manipulated with it and gone with momentum and so forth. But are we ever going to come back to that? Is this just entirely gone?
That's a great question. And I'm sure
yes.
A lot of people out there.
My answer is yes, Andrew.
Yeah, well, if you take a step back, right, and you think about the COVID hardships, businesses shutting down, but you look at the stock market, it's going straight up. You know, reality doesn't seem to mirror what you see
right.
in the stock market, right?
Those
things have just become so far disconnected.
That's right.
Which, you know, puts pressure on people to say, look, if I want to, you know, achieve wealth, I have to participate in this market. So to answer your question directly, I think it's evident that the stock market does not reflect reality. It's not really based on
right.
on fundamentals.
Nope.
And you can see that if you look at, you know, the pricing of these shares is something like 900 plus times the amount of money they actually earn.
Andrew, I can take one look at I'm a car guy. I can take one look at Tesla and tell you the market doesn't have reality. There's no way Tesla right now today is worth more than Ford Motor Company, GM, Toyota. I can go down the list. They don't even produce
combined.
Anywhere close to the amount of cars the other companies I just mentioned did, yet their value, according to Wall Street, is more.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just
their asset base doesn't even justify, you know what's actually sitting in the factories, in offices, in physical, hard, tangible assets. It's not even close. So, I think what I'm saying, backing up what you just said a moment ago, no, it is not reality. Not at all.
Exactly. And, no more was that evident than when, GameStop at one point was worth, I think, 50% of Ford Motor Company.
Right. It's not even close.
Right. Like, that just doesn't make
no. No, that's exactly right.
To me, to you, to most people.
Real quick, before Andy has a question too, but I guess back to what you said a moment ago about these apps and the users and, of course, the asterisk with it. So I guess a dumb question on my part, will people shift off of those apps and go to other places where maybe they do pay a little bit of a commission to make this happen, but they don't have that asterisk sitting there?
So online, there's definitely been a lot of chatter and momentum and people looking elsewhere to to take their business. The problem is because Robinhood has been so successful with this strategy of the zero commission trading and selling the trading data to hedge funds, a lot of other established players have also adopted the same business model, right? And that really comes back to the kind of unfairness. And as a retail investor, you feel a little caged because,
right.
you everywhere you go, you're kind of on not a losing side of the bet, but you're starting from behind because you know that whoever you're using to trade is selling your data to bigger players so that they can try to get ahead of the momentum that retail investors
get ahead of you, basically,
are doing.
Yeah.
What's that?
Hey, I mean, basically, let's say it this way. Andy's a football guy. I mean, Super Bowl's this weekend. Really, Andrew, that's like you having your playbook all ready to go. You're the underdog team. You're ready to go out on the field. But before so, you have to agree to give the other team your playbook.
It's the 2001 Patriots with the Rams, right?
Right?
Yeah,
that's exactly what we're talking about.
Where the Patriots knew exactly what the Rams were going to do on offense. By the way, sorry, football guy, I have never seen a defense mirror the offensive players all over the field like that in my life.
And by the way, that's what's happening in the trading floors right now, right, Andrew? That's essentially what we're doing.
I mean, it actually really is the perfect metaphor because, you may have a chance, like the Rams were ahead, right, in that Super Bowl. You may get a chance to get lucky, but the game, in a way, is stacked against you based on the sheer size of the establishment and the fact that they
right.
can see the momentum
right.
in our collective trading data before we may be able to actually trade.
Well, Andrew, what comes next? Okay, do the regulators come storming in and impose various laws and regulations to clamp down on what just happened? I mean, on the one hand, that protects a lot of people from, the floor falling out. But on the other hand, I am terrified to see the government get involved in that way. What do you see coming or what do you want to see coming?
So I really see a three-part answer to this. The first part is, I really think we do need congressional hearings to get the CEO of Robinhood and others in front of Congress under oath and really, find out who knew what when. Like there's like this open this open kind of perception that, you know, that there was some coordination between the investors or people who pay Robinhood a lot of money for this data and like, you know, paying them to basically shut down this side of the trade to stop harming them. So we need to restore confidence in our markets.
Hey, Andrew, let me jump in there for a second. We're going to have to do a lot more. If we want to go down that road, we can't just bring them up on the hill because they can just lie. We're going to have to literally go through their phone records, go through their communications online and in every other way to see who literally communicated what with whom. We can't just go on what they say up on the hill. That's going to be quite an investigation.
Sure. There certainly needs to be some discovery. There's a couple of class action lawsuits that have already emerged as maybe an avenue for that, but broadly some transparency or understanding of what really unfolded to hopefully restore confidence that it wasn't truly crooked, the intentions behind shutting down the other side of the trade.
Well, and let's not forget, though, Andrew, even with all of that, and that's a, by the way, we could talk probably 3 hours just on that topic alone, but even with all of that and even the fact there's that little asterisk there, hedge funds still lost billions and billions of dollars on that day, even with that asterisk there.
Yeah. There's a couple I think actually went under because of the sheer swing of retail investors getting into.
Right, and
into
some actually unloaded everything that they really had in the stock market, short and long. They literally unloaded everything because they didn't have any choice. They that's where they were at. They had to.
Yeah, and, well, the problem with the short trade, right, is technically, you know, your loss can be infinite. If that price kept going up and up and up through the retail investors' activity, then their losses could have been infinite.
That's right.
But because Robinhood and others, you know, shut down buying in the app, it put a ceiling on the amount of loss that they could have,
right,
which kind of really gave them a
That's
way
right.
out.
That's exactly right. No, well said. How do folks find more about you, Andrew, and what you guys have going on? So, do you have a website, a place folks can follow you? What do you got going on?
I'm on Twitter at Andrew Bledge, BLEJDE, posting about finance and technology and, you know, the intersection between those things primarily.
One last question, then I'll let you go. Do you see what happened last week happening again?
I do. There's too much.
Agree.
There's too much money.
I agree.
Too much, you know, yeah, it's just too much money in the system now, and there's not enough, you know, controls or transparency about, you know, the different short positions, et cetera. I can totally, absolutely see this happening.
Yep, I can too. Andrew, thanks. You're welcome back. I appreciate it very much, sir.
Yeah, thank you for your
time.
You bet.
Take care. Good stuff, by the way. And I really can't disagree with anything he said, and he sounded like he was right in the middle of it.
Yeah. No, he's
I'm
dead
not. On. I'm not a day trader, so I was not in the middle of this.
No, but it's got to be something to see.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just got to be something to see. And by the way, I agree with you. Their motives could have been varied over at Robinhood. There could have been reasons, but bottom line is they wound up protecting the big guy from even worse losses.
In a roundabout way, they did, even if that wasn't their intention, they
right.
did. Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so. American National Insurance is next, folks. Paul Leuenberger, he'd love to give you a free quote and or tell you whether you're insured properly or not. Give him a call today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Bruce Simmons is next, or American Liberty Mortgage, folks. If you're looking for a reverse mortgage or you've thought about one but don't know all the ins and outs of it, Bruce can help you with that. That's all he does is reverse mortgages. Done that for 16-plus years. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
Folks, get the money that you deserve coming your way. Money to pay medical bills, lost wages, anything along those lines because of an accident, injuries from that accident, and the fact that maybe an insurance company isn't doing what they should be doing. They're not making you whole again. That's where Kevin Flesh comes in. 303-806-8886 or find him at fleshlawfirm.com, and that's F-L-E-S-C-H.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then, suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
From the AM 560 KLZ Traffic Center, I'm Richard Beatty with traffic and weather. They're still cleaning up that wreck at Parker Road and Orchard. Speeds at around 37 to 42 miles an hour. Lots of slowing at the Santa Fe to Kalamath exit on I-25. That's northbound on I-25. Slow going on I-70 up to the mountains. Highway 6 eastbound, traction and chain laws are in effect. All the roads to the major ski areas. That's good news on snow. It's getting there that causes headaches. Skyview weather on KLZ. We reached a high of 45 today. It's 42 right now in Denver. Low overnight of 28. For your Saturday, we'll reach 47 and Sunday, 56. On the pandemic front, on Saturday, Denver moves to mellow yellow. So more of your favorite eateries will have dining available. Bon appetit. That's traffic and weather on your afternoon rush. I'm Richard Beatty on AM 560 KLZ, your premier media source.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself and Andy, Toby calling in. Toby, welcome.
Oh, hi, John.
How are you?
I'm fine. I was just wondering, the guest you had just a little bit ago talking about the stocks.
Yes.
I wonder how much Nancy Pelosi made on her Tesla stock before Biden announced that he was going all electric for the federal cars.
Great question. I do not have the answer to.
Toby, are you insinuating the possibility of insider trading benefiting from
exactly.
government action? Nah.
Exactly.
Happens all the time.
Didn't they can one of the or got one of the gals out of there? She was in Congress too. That she'd invested in something right before the price went up here a while back.
Well, that's happened to a few of them.
Yeah, it's not the first time, and probably won't be the last.
I think they should be checking into her.
I agree. Thanks, Toby. Great comment. No, I fully agree. Great comment. All right, let's shift gear here for a minute before we go to our next guest, and that is Weld County.
Yeah.
There's some folks in Wyoming courting them, if you would, to become a part of Wyoming. I love the idea, but I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Well, it can't happen because they've got to get the legislature here in Colorado to vote for it. They're never going to let them go because they want the money.
Right.
But let's just talk for a second. Should it happen? Do
yes.
they have the right? Absolutely.
Yes.
And by the way, there is something terribly wrong about a state being able to look at a county like that and say, you can't leave, even though we are decimating your jobs and businesses with what they're doing with oil.
Agree.
Weld County makes money on oil and gas, and Boulder is shutting it down. Why shouldn't Weld County be able to say, hey, we want to go to a state that doesn't shut us down?
Where they like us?
Yes.
I agree.
I mean, why should you be able to take in our tax dollars when all you're doing is striking us down?
Fully agree. So in this case, the Colorado legislature, which, by the way, we know is all blue.
Right.
The governor is blue.
They'll never let him go.
Yeah, the reality is this, folks, is going to happen.
But if I were
up to... But does it send a message, Andy?
That's what I was getting to. Should they all vote for it? Absolutely. I think any human being, any biped in Weld County who does not vote for this is insane, Democrat or Republican. You should be voting for this and sending a message to Capitol Hill.
I fully agree. Whether you think it's going to happen or not, you still vote yes.
Yes.
I would.
And by the way, they should be. I wish they would have the right. I think counties should have the right to leave, secede, and do these things more easily.
Go to the next state if they like.
Right, because if a state isn't treating them well, I mean, this is an extreme. It's becoming an extreme example.
I agree. How would you go about changing that? A petition to the Constitution that everybody would vote on? You'd have to do it that way, right?
Yeah. I mean,
which, by the way, that's the other thing that this message would send. Let's say that you do get a real positive vote out of Weld County to do this.
Right.
And the legislature shoots it down, because that's what's going to happen.
Right.
Well, if it does make it that far, the legislature shoots it down. They could have the wherewithal, if they wanted to petition, put this on the next ballot measure and make an amendment to the Constitution. Am I right or wrong? I don't know the legal side of things that way. But
obviously, they can do that, John, but it'll get shot down for the same reason, because not only do the people, the Democrats downtown, not want to let them go, but the rest of the state doesn't want to let them go either. The rest of the state says, oh, we don't want you taking that money away. Those people up in Weld, all they do is pay and they don't get anything. You got to keep in mind, up in Weld, they are payers, not takers.
What if you had a amendment that said something along the lines of, not specifically Weld County, but if a county wants to leave, blah, 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 blah.
It'll go down the same way, because everybody will know this is a Weld County amendment. And by the way, if I'm Weld County, if I'm another county, I then say, we're with you. I think every single Eastern Plain County and Western Plain County and Northern, basically everybody outside the Boulder, you know, this area, Fort Collins and so forth. Everybody outside that area should leave. They should leave and just say, look, if we leave and you guys just run your own affairs, we are going to boom, because we're going to unleash oil and gas. We're going to make $1 zillion and we're going to live in the lap of luxury.
Agree.
You are going to collapse.
I agree. Purifer Chevrolet is coming up next. Speaking of going out east, Fort Lupton, they'd love to take care of you and a vehicle purchase. And it's like going back in time to buy a car. I mean that literally. It's a great place. They'll take great care of you. It's not much of a drive. Go up there this weekend. Have fun. Enjoy. Say hi for us while you're there. Shop online at purifercheverly.com or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purifoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purifoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purifoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. The same with his stunning showroom, has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith would love to help you with your future financial needs, the planning of retirement, and so on. Give Al a call today, 303-744-1128, or find him at klzradio.com.
Your retirement plan doesn't need to be complicated. Al Smith doesn't use fancy software to create 20-page reports full of charts and graphs. Instead, he meets you with his 15 years of experience, a calculator, and some basic information about the money you've already saved. He wants you to walk away from that first meeting feeling confident instead of confused. At Golden Eagle Financial, Al believes your foundational retirement plan should be simple. Look at how much money you have now. Estimate how much your investments are likely to grow over the next few years, and decide how you want to pull that money out so it lasts as long as you need it to. Then, once you have your fundamental retirement plan in place, Al will talk to you about planning ahead for unforeseen events. Schedule a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial now and take the mystery out of retirement planning. KLZradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Geno's Auto Service is next, folks. It's Geno's with a J. Don't forget, you can find them online at genosautoservice.com or 303-794-6700. Great guys, by the way. I've known them for 20-plus years, great friends. They've been in Littleton for 37 years, and they'd love to take care of you and all of your vehicle needs. 303-794-6700.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Selwyn Duke joining us now. And Selwyn, we had a guest earlier, too. We were talking a little bit about what happened last week with, you know, GameStop and just all that happened and some of the big, you know, hedge funds that really got nailed. And the reality is those folks, basically GameStop, you know, took advantage, if you would, of those hedge funds. But yet the establishment came back and did to GameStop kind of what the establishment did to Trump.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And it's great to be with you. Yeah, well, what we saw was that basically these GameStop Redditors, as they're called, mm-hmm. saw that these hedge funds were overly invested in short positions on GameStop, and they figured they could pull off what's known as a short squeeze, where if they could buy up the stock and drive up the price, they could hurt the hedge funds because the hedge funds were only going to make money if the stock price dropped.
Right.
And so they did that, and the hedge funds were losing billions of dollars.
Oh, we lost you.
Before yesterday.
We lost you for just a moment. You kind of cut out there for a second. Say that part again real quick.
Okay. Well, basically, this short squeeze was being pulled off very successfully, mm-hmm. and the hedge funds were losing billions of dollars, and they're used to making billions
That's
of dollars.
Right.
They're part of the establishment finance. And then all of a sudden, the establishment said, oh, wait a second. A week ago yesterday, we've got to do something about this. So they halted the buying of GameStop stock because they didn't want the price to go up any further, because if it did, of course, the hedge funds would lose even more money. And as I pointed out recently, that really parallels what happened with President Trump. They did a similar thing during the election. They changed the rules in the middle of the game. With GameStop, we saw again the rules were changed. All right. of a sudden, you couldn't buy it anymore. With President Trump, the rules were changed. They said that, oh, all of a sudden now, you can accept ballots that come in after ballot deadlines. All of a sudden now, you don't need signature verification on mail-in ballots, something that Barack Obama said in 2008 was absolutely necessary. And with GameStop, what did they do? Well, the same thing. They halted trading a Thursday before yesterday, as I said, with Trump. They paused voting, it seemed, in 5 states
right.
on Election Day when Trump was ahead in these 5 swing states, such as Michigan, Wisconsin. And then all of a sudden the next day, well, the establishment candidate Joe Biden is ahead. And Same thing with GameStop, you know, halting trading allowed these hedge funds to shore up their most vulnerable short positions. So, you know, you could say that basically it's a situation where it's heads the establishment wins, tails we lose. It's really a very, very disgusting situation. And I'll tell you something else that occurred.
Nope, we lost you again. So I wonder if you're still there. We lost you one more time. Say that last part one more time.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what's going on here.
That's okay. You're good.
I was saying something else. Yeah, something else that occurs to me with respect to this is that the left supposedly loves the redistribution of wealth
right.
when it's orchestrating it. But when you see a very naturally occurring via market forces redistribution of wealth, such as what occurred here, you know, where you have billions of dollars going from hedge funds to middle class investors, then they don't like it all that much. They only like it when the redistribution of wealth is from the middle class to others.
Well, yeah, and when it's course, a $15 an hour minimum wage increase, which, by the way, helps no one. That's what they like, someone.
Yeah, well, that hurts no one. That helps no one for sure.
Right, but you hear what I'm saying there. I mean, to your point, they only want to do it when they're in control of it, not when they're not. That's where that $15 an hour minimum wage comes in. They think they're going to redistribute wealth by doing that, but the reality is it helps no one at the end of the day.
Well, yes, but why, of course, do they like that type of redistribution of wealth, if you want to call it that? It's because when they're in control of it, it can benefit them.
That's right.
They can use the redistribution of other people's wealth to buy votes, to help gain more
That's
power.
Right. That's
it
right.
also and crushes it occurs- small businesses.
That's exactly right, which they hate.
Yeah.
Yeah. By yeah. the way, Selwyn, I was just wondering, have you offended anyone in the establishment because we've lost your feed a couple times here?
Well, you know, you never really know. I know you're kidding, but yeah, I'm telling you that with how bad censorship is nowadays.
Yeah, you never know.
You never
good,
really
good
know.
One. No,
you
good point. Know. Great point. No, and again, Selwyn, you're right. I mean, they like it only when they're in control, not when the market forces are. And again, there's going to be a lot more. I talked about this a little bit ago in the hour. There's going to be a lot more investigation of this to determine exactly what happened. Why did they halt trading on the app, so on and so forth. You know, no matter what the reason is, at the end of the day, the hedge funds got protection from doing that. That's the bottom line.
Yes. And it's so disgusting because, you know, the Democrats used to say that they were the party of the little man. And I've said recently,
no,
that's true. They are the party of the little guy. That's why they want to keep all of us as little as possible.
Yeah, they want slaves, Selwyn. They want slaves.
Yeah.
They don't want that. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
Look at what else they did with these people who were buying up the GameStop stock. They also, because they wanted to shut down a forum online, they accused people in that forum of hate speech. They used censorship, it was Wall Street Bets, to shut that down, okay? And it was completely opportunistic. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was David Sacks, who is a co-founder of PayPal. He was on TV last night talking about this, and he was saying all the right things. And he said, you know, this is just an example of these people online weren't using any kind of language that you don't hear in Wall Street all the time. It was raunchy, some of the language, but that was it. There was no hate speech, but
right.
they used censorship, that accusation of hate speech, to shut down these little guys because, again, they were trying to protect their own interests. This is all about the establishment protecting its own money and its own power. That's what this is all about, and that's why I likened it to what happened to President Trump, because with GameStop, like I said, the goal was to protect the establishment's money. With President Trump, the goal was to protect the establishment's power, and they used the same methods in both cases. Again, with President Trump and the right, you also saw censorship, very, very tendentious censorship, right? People accused of hate speech when they were not guilty of hate speech. That was done to Parler.com more recently after the election. You know, it's a competitor of Twitter's.
Right, right.
The whole thing was, oh, well, there's hate speech on that platform, so we've got to take it down. And they succeeded in doing so. It's absolutely disgusting, and it underlines how these people, while they claim to be parading around, taking up the cudgels for the little guy, couldn't care about the little guy at all.
No.
At all.
True.
And it's only getting worse.
True.
I mean, just today I was reading about how Van Jones, who was the Green Czar under the Obama administration and who proclaimed himself at one time while chuckling to be a communist, now is not left-wing enough for a lot of these left-wingers. I mean, on The View just recently, they were upset at him because he had the temerity to work with the Trump administration on issues that had to do with the interests of black Americans. And for that now, it almost looks like he's going to get canceled. So, as I always say,
Van Jones, imagine that, by the way.
Yeah. As I always say to people on the left, I mean, if you think you're going to be left unscathed by this, you're very, very naive. That's not how it works with these left-wing revolutions.
No.
What you'll end up being is our time's Leon Trotsky. You know, he was assassinated by agents of Joseph Stalin because he fell out of favor, even though he was one of the authors of the Russian Revolution. And you'll see the same thing today, all you left-wingers. I mean, when you empower these establishment types to control what we say and to cancel us when we do not assent to their dogma, well, it's going to touch you too. That monster you create will eventually consume you. You can bet on it.
No, you are... You are 100% correct, Selwyn. By the way, Selwyn, New American, you can find him on the website, magazine as well, The Hill, Observer, The American Conservative. He's all over the place. Just, you know, type in his name, you'll find it. Selwyn, good stuff. I got to take a break. I appreciate it. Again, you're welcome anytime. We always enjoy having you, sir.
Good being with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll come right back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers. Get a free mortgage analysis today. All you do is call Kurt. He'll do the rest. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162, and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Dale in Denver joining us now. Dale, welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw a comment out there real quick.
Sure.
You guys are talking about discrimination and stuff, and I see it, you know, I was sitting in my kid's class, and he's in the BVSD school district. And it's kind of weird the way the teachers are really, really biased, and they throw their political views out there. So he wanted to comment something while, you know, because everybody's doing the online school now.
Right.
And she was just, his teacher was just, like, totally, like, biased on her political views, and she wasn't afraid to show it. So he was going to throw a comment out there, you know, because I raised my son to, you know, believe God and guns and country.
Good.
And, you know, all the things that are real conservative and the things that I grew up with.
Amen.
Well, I told him, you know what, dude? Do not say anything, because if you do, if it's between an A and a B or a C and a B,
you're getting the C.
She's going to give you the lower grade.
That's right.
If it's between an A and a B, you'll get a D.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. So, it's kind of bad that nowadays we have to censor our kids and censor their views, because if we don't, then, you know, they'll get the short end of the stick at school. And that's my comment.
Yeah, no, and Dale, thanks. Have a great weekend. And, yeah, he's right, unfortunately.
Yes, he is.
I hate to say that, but that's where they're really censoring, because if you say the wrong thing, you're going to get a bad grade.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of parents who have their kids stand up, take that stand. And by the way, I'm not against that. And many times, especially if your child is really equipped, by all means. But there's a lot of times when they're ushering them out there to just get slaughtered.
I can't argue that.
Speaking of getting slaughtered.
Go back to AOC.
She's,
luckily, she's getting
slaughtered
now. Not in all of the media, but parts of the media. You know, they're finally calling her out, saying, wait a minute, you talked about this harrowing experience you had inside of the Capitol.
Right.
You weren't even there, you knucklehead. What a fat liar she is.
She's a total liar. And by the way, she brought up an issue that I actually sympathize with. She says that she is a victim of sexual abuse.
Right.
Which I don't know. I don't know her history.
I don't know, but if she is, yeah, okay.
But, you know, and she says, as a victim of sexual abuse, that the idea of having people close in around her and press in aggressively is very triggering for her. And by the way, on that, I would agree. I think for somebody who's a victim of abuse, that can be a very triggering thing.
But she wasn't there.
But first of all, she wasn't there. And secondly, in that case, what I want to ask is, how come she didn't have any problem with Maxine Waters telling her followers to do this?
Anybody from on that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station. You get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Yeah.
You create a crowd. You push back on them. Now, by the way, first of all, she was a block away, wasn't even there. Had she been there, she would have been behind closed doors with guards. What Maxine Waters was telling people to do is when basically Republicans are out
and
having,
in public.
They're at
right.
a restaurant, they are at a movie, they have no guards, they have no walls, they have nothing in between them, and she wants her people to surround them and go and press in on them. Let me ask you something, AOC. If any of them have been subjects of abuse, do you think that might be a little triggering?
Hmm.
What really gets me is that is where when I look at AOC and say, hey, the idea of being triggered if you've been through that, I get that, but I don't get you. I think you're a liar, and I don't care what you say because you don't apply it evenly. Because if you really cared about people being triggered, you know, victims of assault being triggered by being pressed upon, then you would go to Maxine Waters and say, don't you ever say anything mm-hmm. like that again, because I know what it's like to be a victim of assault and what it's like to be triggered. What do you say?
She's now being dubbed AOS, Alexandria Ocasio-Smollett.
Yeah, Jussie Smollett. I was thinking about that too.
That's her new acronym. It's not AOC, it's AOS.
Faked it.
She's faking it, folks. And here's what she doesn't even realize she's doing. I don't know if she was a victim of sexual abuse or not. I have no idea. I don't know her past. I'm sure somebody will figure that out, whether or not she's being truthful or not. But right off the bat, when someone's not truthful about this particular experience, everybody, at least I am, questioning, was that really true also, AOC, or are you just using that as a prop?
Right. It's possible she's lying about that, too.
Right. Because you're going to lie about one thing. How do I know you're not lying about the other?
And at the very least, she is using a terrible thing, okay, a horrifying experience, as an excuse to be biased.
Well,
she's using it for political gain.
And she's hurting all of those that really have had that happen to them.
Exactly. Exactly, because when you take that and you apply it on this side and not on that, what are you telling them? You're saying, hey, victims of sexual abuse, your experience is something I only use for political gain.
Right.
I don't really care about what you've been through.
Which, again, the only reason why I'm questioning whether that's real or not, why we've never heard about it before now. You know darn good and well, everything she's done politically speaking up to this point, I would be hard-pressed to believe she wouldn't have used that prior.
Oh, yeah. So number one, she never used it until now.
That's
and number two, it comes out at the same time as another lie.
That's why the credibility factor just tanks.
So you just don't know.
Sort of like that second sequel that tanks. So did her credibility.
Yep.
Okay, we'll be back. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. They want to help you with all your vehicle needs. It's simple. Just go to klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair and Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Wrapping things up on this Friday. It's dark now.
It is dark.
But you know what? It's getting later and later and later and later, and you can actually walk out in the parking and still see a little bit right now.
Well, I mean, at the rate this year is going, I think it's already July. It is blowing by. We're
it
in
is.
Week five.
It is blowing by. You are correct.
Anyways,
folks, AOC. And by the way, if I were, and I know we have a lot of folks that listen on the left. And by the way, I appreciate all of you that do. It's interesting that when somebody like AOC does what she does, you guys are all silent. I never hear, any peeps out of you, but yet when Marjorie Greene does something you don't all like, you're all blowing up my phone texting about what she does wrong. I'm confused as to the double standard here.
And I'm confused also why they don't appreciate the single standard that we do here at Rush to Reason.
Yeah, I've called Marjorie out, by the way.
Yeah, we call out both sides. We'll call out anyone who pulls this kind of stuff.
I've called out, you know, QAnon, you know, the Q conspiracy nonsense, and I've called it just that. I've called out Marjorie Greene. I've called out Republicans when they don't do things correctly. I do it on both sides. My question, again, to those of you on the left, why are you always so silent when AOC does something like she just did, where she's been proven to be a flat-out liar?
Yeah, or Ilhan Omar.
Right. And where they're basically using the lie to benefit their political career.
Exactly.
All right. Tomorrow, don't forget, Fix It Radio, Drive Radio, Sportsman of Colorado, followed up by Shooting the Breeze. Otherwise, we'll be back. First hour is next, by the way. Otherwise, we'll be back Monday, same time, same place. Andy, have a great weekend. Charlie, thanks as well. We'll see you guys. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.